AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. And just like that, we back on the air. Welcome back to another episode of Carefully Reckless. I'm here with my best friend, Shayna, again. I don't know how she ended up back on my couch, but she's here. Say what at.
What at, what at, what at. I know y'all miss me. I'm bike.
Yeah, so we going.
Oh! First of all, they've been big in my DMs.
Nobody
asking me where I've been.
Nobody even know your Instagram. You never even get nobody's
Yo,
Instagram.
It's on your page.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Even though,
what's up? Yeah, let's fight later. So this week we're going to do a comparison questionnaire, all right? That's when I ask her shit and, you know, I give my commentary, she gives me her commentary, and then she asks me shit, so on and so forth, all right? My first question to you, what would you do if your partner told you that they were too tired to meet up with you after work? You know, you just might want to see them or go out on a date, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you look on their Instagram a couple hours later, and in their story, you see them with their bitches. You know, you see her with her friends and shit, and you know, whatever.
And she don't look tired?
And she don't look tired. She's very much giving something, like very much
She's
drinking.
She's very much doing something.
Drinking with everything.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to come up in there. Where they at?
First of all, before you get to the fight.
I'm going
to
go exactly where they at.
Yeah, but.
And cut up.
So would that then make you text her phone like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what's up with
you? I just told you I was pulling up.
Would you pop up? So you would just pop. You wouldn't even hit her phone. You would just pop up.
No, I'm pulling up.
Okay. Okay. And what you going to do when you get in there?
You want me to sit down here?
Yeah, it is Carefully Reckless. What you gonna do, killer?
Yeah. So you a killer? Yeah, yeah.
So this, all right, so
her and a couple other people. Depends.
Oh my God, you can't handle
whoever in the area. You know, it's the like
whoever in the area.
Yeah, they better make an announcement. The DJ, get the DJ to say.
Now, mind you, this is not your wife. This is just your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe somebody you've been talking to. You
yep, kill just talking to, just met. It don't matter.
And you gonna kill.
It don't matter how long.
So y'all see the type of female she is. See the type of person she is. She's very untrustable.
I'm very
like dangerous. Dangerous. So don't ever play with her. I didn't even know this about her myself. So yeah, if you just started talking to her, just know like don't lie to her. And you
don't
better
lie
be tired
to me.
When you say you tired, honey.
Please be tired.
Me? All right. If I was in that predicament, if a nigga told me, look, I'm tired, I'm just getting off of work or whatever. And, you know, I want to see him. And he's too tired for me, but he ain't too tired to end up with his niggas at the end of the night.
I would feel some type of way, though.
I'm going to definitely feel some type of way. You know,
yeah, for sure.
I might not pull up, although I've done that several times before, which never really did anything. Because after that, I was done with you anyway. Like, yeah, I just needed for you to see me here. Like, okay, because you definitely told me that you
And then dying. You go in there and walk past like you don't even see him.
Yeah, I just want you to see me.
Yeah.
I don't even want to come to go off on you. Yeah, I just want you to see me.
You at the party.
And then try to slide out the back like I ain't see you anyway. But I'm going to definitely give you a text. I'm going to text you like, okay, so I think it's funny. You know that text, that shit that start with, I just think it's funny how you was too tired to see me, but you end up partying, smoking hookah, drinking and shit with your homies and
tearing the club up.
Cool. So if you want to be gay, just say that.
Just say that.
Because that's what it's given.
First of all, we're not even going to talk about the gays today, not today.
Why?
Because
Lil Nas X was at that Met Gala. Like, what's up?
You look good.
Lil Nas X was dick pregnant last week. What's up?
He had the baby. What's up?
What's up? Yeah, so I got another question for you. Yeah, exactly. Since y'all gays think y'all know everything.
Yo.
So what's your question for me since y'all
my
gays
my question for you is, how do you feel about the gays?
They know. I love them. There are some I can do without. Just like any other sexuality, there are some straights I can do without. But, you know, a lot of the gays, they love me and I love them back.
And which ones?
Some of the ones. It's way too many for me to sit here and go down the list. Stop fucking playing with me like that.
Well, but, like that.
Listen, this, since we on this topic, I feel like, you know, yeah. Lil Nas X, like, he wants people to not like him. Like, he really, really wants that. Like,
he don't give a fuck.
I know. He don't give a fuck. And that's cool. This is the thing.
I love it.
And I know you love it. That's cool. Y'all, you know, y'all together. But at the same time.
You with us too. Come on.
No, I was. And all that's right. Why I'm not, because all the shit y'all be doing.
But you was. So, all right.
But I gave it up.
All right.
So, yeah. I just feel like a lot of things that he say and he do is just like, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's too
what's
fucking
up?
Much.
We extra.
Quite frankly.
What's up? We real extra. What's up?
No. All y'all not extra.
Yes, we are.
No. Mm-mm. Now, if that's who he is, then that's just who the fuck he is.
That's
but
who
honestly,
he is.
I feel like the one tweet he said, stop hiding behind your little booger nose kids and hate gays with your chest. You don't feel like enough people hate you with their chest? You don't feel like enough people hated you and your whole fucking community? It's not about only you. Like, it's really not. And then honestly, I honestly don't even fucking feel like people even care if this nigga's gay anymore. It's all of the shit that he do. And then turn around and be like, oh, y'all, oh yeah, y'all.
I think it was more so about the kids. Like, their kids are watching him, you know, and the things that he's doing.
Yeah, but, like being pregnant.
Yeah. But maybe he's like a male seahorse or something.
He probably could be, but that's not what he was trying to do.
I mean, he probably was. You got to ask him. But anyway.
Listen, he brings a lot of that negativity to himself, and that's just my honest opinion. Not all of it, you know, because you got people in Boosie in the clouds and in the shadows hovering and shit. And that's, you know, like, Boosie go a little too far with a lot of shit that he say about yo. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
At the end of the day, he's still a person and he's going to be himself and he deserves to be who the fuck he is. Boosie, you are who you are, you know?
Right.
And I still love Boosie. But one thing that we can say about Boosie, he's never changed anything.
Yeah, Boosie
you know what
definitely.
I'm saying? Like, he's always going to be himself. You know what I mean? So
Nas just being himself, right?
Maybe that is. You know what I'm saying? But at first, no, he was not like this.
What, Old Town Road?
No. After he came out, he wasn't like that. Like, he wasn't. I just feel like he do a lot of shit just because he know he's going to get these reactions. He know that. You know what I'm saying?
Might be who he is, though.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe. But from what we've seen from Boosie is what I'm saying is he's always been the same nigga he was. Like, period.
So you saying people can't change?
People can change. Did Lil Nas change or is that who he is? So now, ask me what you want to ask me. Oh, yeah. I'm done with the geese.
Oh, so we got the answer to the question. How do you feel about gays? She done with y'all answers. Now let's go. Next question.
Oh my God. That's why the fuck you ain't been on here, because you're going to get me fucking canceled, bitch. All right, anyway.
What?
Second question. If your best friend was fucking with somebody that you thought was interested in the same sex as them, would you tell them? Basically, if you thought my nigga was gay, would you tell me?
Would I tell you if I thought your nigga was gay?
Mm-hmm. If you thought. So maybe you seen some mannerisms or maybe.
Wait a minute.
Or maybe you seen him with a nigga, bitch, or
whatever.
Wait.
We've been down this road, though, in real life.
All right. What you think? You ain't never seen no nigga I was with no fucking niggas.
Huh?
Yeah, if we gonna be honest, let's give it details.
Oh, bitch, well, come on. Shit.
Let's go. I'm listening.
Well, no, I ain't seen him with no niggas, but you said any, you know, like hand gestures and things of that sort. Yeah,
you talking about Chris, girl. Yeah,
niggas definitely used to big throw that hand around and all that.
Yeah, bitch, I thought you meant like you seen a nigga that I was fucking with a nigga. I was gonna say no, we ain't never.
I have seen your nigga with a nigga.
Who?
You.
Oh. Damn.
Bitch, you forever want to be a fucking clown. That's why this is your last Carefully Breakfast episode, period. But
you,
yes.
But why you... But why you lean forward like who?
Bitch, I'm like who? Because you ain't never give me this info, bitch. I deserve to know then. And
walk
I'm
around with your
name.
Ass.
Yeah, so my ex was giving very much. Yeah, little mannerisms. And then that one time, bitch, I remember I said, you know, giving a nigga head. And I made a mistake and slipped my little nail in that little butthole. And
don't say
flinch.
That.
I was like, now what's going on here?
You did that.
Yeah. Bitch, you know I did it because I told you the same night.
So
I ran in the bathroom.
So both of y'all gay for real.
Remember, I ran in the bathroom and I told you.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Both of y'all gay.
But it's all right, y'all. He's good now. Bitch, I'm just saying it's
like he got
right
a baby.
Now. Yeah, he got a baby.
He got a baby.
Yeah, so, you Chris know, and then just because, you know, I slipped my finger in his butt by mistake and he ain't react don't mean he gay.
Mm-mm. No, I don't mean that at all.
Yeah. That does not mean that you gay. As Trick Daddy and Tank, they will be like, no, he's still full-fledged straight.
Oh,
what? We're getting off the topic. What would you tell me? Would you tell me? Because even
I tell
you already,
you?
Yeah. All right, so say
if
the
I
guy
think he
I'm
gay.
Dating now, if you thought he was gay, would you tell me?
You know, we talk, so.
About everything.
Yeah, so I would probably hit around it first to see what your energy give or what you know, your views are.
Yeah.
Or if you notice certain things that I notice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't really be giving a fuck for real because they ain't me.
That's why you can't fucking find nobody now. That's on you. But anyway.
I have somebody.
You got somebody?
Nah.
Right. So if you was fucking with somebody that I thought was straight, would I tell you? Because you gay. So it can't
so
be like.
So if I was fucking with a girl and you thought she was straight?
Yeah. And I knew she was still fucking a nigga or I seen her with a nigga. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely. First of all, I would ask you, I would be like, is she bi or did she used to be bi or, you know, and then you'd be like, yeah.
Does she have a brother, uncle?
Yeah, because I seen her like tonguing down
a dad
in the strip club.
Oh, what? Right.
I seen her. And then they went to the car and she fucked them.
And then they came back.
And they came back and they kept on enjoying the strippers together. So
now, and you my best friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Honestly, I would just ask her like.
No. Hey, why are you asking somebody a question that did all that to me?
Honestly, it don't matter. I would just be like, you be with my best friend.
No, baby,
are
no.
Are you straight?
We're not asking no questions. Why are you asking her questions? And she did all that.
No. On some real shit, no. If she did all that, no, bitch, ain't no questions. I'm beating up. No, it's not that. But I'm just saying like, if I see her out with a nigga, I'd just be like, hey, do Shayna know you here? What's up?
Yeah. Hi, sir. You know Shayna?
Yeah, hello. You know
yeah,
what
let's
saying?
Call her.
But
FaceTime.
If I seen all the X-rated shit, like they fucking and all that sucking
oh,
and all
yeah.
that. Yeah, I'm definitely snatching her
you
off.
You probably
going
like, to join.
Am I going to join in? Snatch them all up. Not joining, bitch.
Because you gay ass straight, so.
No, I'm not. And you want people to
you
believe
you probably
trying
to take
narrative.
My girl. Take her, nigga. Take off.
Change the shit. Narrative.
All right.
Now we got a commercial. And if you click off this podcast, I swear I'm going to beat your ass. Listen.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what He says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a question for me?
Of course I do.
What are these?
Oh, wow. That's funny because my question is, how do you feel about females who date guys but want to have a girl on the side?
Wow. That is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're bisexual or bicurious. I mean, listen.
But they don't want to let their nigga go, but mm-hmm. they want to have their little chick
fun on the side.
Their little chick on the side.
Now, yeah. Listen, me... I used to be like, okay, I want my boyfriend and I want to have fun with girls on the side, but I can't see myself with a girl.
Right.
But that doesn't excuse the fact that people may think that that's bisexual. And it is, right?
Yeah.
Right. Even though you can't see yourself with a girl, don't mean you ain't fucking none. Mm-hmm. So that's where I was for a while. I feel like live your motherfucking life to the fucking fullest. I mean, I've retired that part of myself, but I really feel like...
No.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You're
as
wrong.
As long as the guy knows.
You're wrong. Wonder why you're wrong? Because last week you were saying, oh, no, you can't be swapping, mixing fluid. You remember you said that?
Yeah, that's two niggas. You talking about the cross-contamination shit, bitch.
Yeah, no, bitch. Oh, that's no, because you said you can't be playing with...
Playing with their feelings. Yeah, yeah, you can't dip and dab in the sexuality right. like that. But like I said, if that nigga know, like, look, mm-hmm. my guy, but I do have, you know what I'm saying?
A little chick.
Yeah. I have multiple chicks. Like,
so y'all
like
had to understand this.
If y'all had
cool.
to understand it, then that's cool. That's fair. You can't hide. And you have to tell them girls too. Like,
that
yo,
girl gonna be hurt.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
After like, a while.
You have to tell her, like, look, I do have a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let everybody know everything up front because you save a lot of dirt being put out there on you and shit. You save a lot of that shit. And then you save people developing insecurities. You save a lot of, oh my gosh, it's just a bunch
of
drama.
So just having that understanding.
Yeah, just having an understanding. I feel like that's cool. What you feel about it? That's cool as long as you have an understanding. It's sneaky as shit if you don't. But
I just know what the outcome gonna be in the end though. It's gonna be like, them gay girls be getting mad after a while, man. Nah, you mine.
You like to fuck with straight bitches, though. Who? Yeah. You put my shout down, put yours up there. You love taking a bitch from they niggas.
I don't like straight girls. Straight girls like me, and I like them back.
So you like straight girls. And yeah, one thing you do is, you don't like girls that's already gay. Like, you do. You do like girls who are already gay, but if they got too many girl bodies on them and shit, and if you know somebody, because you know a lot of people, bitch, if you know...
I don't want no bitch with no boy bodies either. Sure.
I know, but I'm saying, if you know a bitch because you in that community and all y'all don't hang together, but a lot of people know your ass, and if you even...
She done dated all them girls over there.
No, you don't wanna. And that's what I learned about your ass. You like...
I do like the girls that didn't have...
Who done never had fucked with a bitch before. Yeah. You like to be a bitch first.
All right.
Uh-huh. So,
do you like to be a bitch first too?
No, I don't. And I never will. So yeah. Because I only fucked with one girl in my life. And
I was lying first.
Like, she lied to me and said.
She said what?
She said I was the first.
She told you that?
Yeah.
Oh. You was.
No, what ain't you, bitch? No, you're not our best friend no more. You can't say that.
You was her fucking first.
Don't lie.
Wait a minute.
What?
I got a question.
What's up?
What happened a few weeks back? Like, we all, everybody was having
COVID,
a good... Come on, calm down. We all was having a good time. Mm. Everybody was coming on, on the show and sitting on this raggedy-ass couch with you and talking.
Excuse me.
And all of a sudden, it was like, so I'm going to just do my story time.
Yeah, because y'all don't need to be here all the time.
Why not?
And for my fucking fans who want to just hear me and not y'all.
Or is it because niggas flop?
Talk shit all day.
Did you flop?
Flop where? Oh, baby, I can never.
Oh, wow.
That's what y'all do out there with y'all regular asses.
Who regular?
Do. Yeah, you.
Oh, wow.
And all the other guests. What's that? But yeah, don't ever fucking question me about what the fuck I do with my shit on my couch that you're not going to help me repair since it's so raggedy.
I'm damn near inside the couch.
Yeah, that's on you. It's extra soft. It's a lazy boy, bitch. Yeah, and you look like a lazy boy, so yeah.
Oh, my What's God.
Up? Yeah. Honestly, no, truly, what it is, you know, a lot of my fans, how I started this, I didn't have guests. So, you know, I would speak on serious topics and I would give, like, you know, insight and information that people would use, you know, about the topics that I talk about. And I guess I kind of put the stigma on my podcast that it would be serious, hence Carefully Reckless, where sometimes the bitch gotta be funny. Sometimes I want to bring other personalities on here, people preferably who are closer to me, and bring out my more fun side that y'all don't even get to see online, because y'all don't right. even see me with these people. Y'all know who Shanae is, y'all know who other people are, but y'all don't get to see me around them in or that raw light us. As much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may see a story here and there, whatever, we go out, but when we actually really conversating, man, my best friend be having fun.
What?
Like, we talk about everything. It's some shit
all
that,
day.
Even though this is Carefully Reckless and you cannot cancel nobody's podcast, nigga, I would be canceled in a minute if you really, really heard the shit that me and her say to each other. You know what I mean? Like, hell, it ain't yeah. even detrimental to other communities. It's shit I say, we say to each other. That y'all may feel like, oh, I don't like, know oh how they God. Friends. Like, wow, they must really hate each
they
other.
They hate like, it. They really don't like each other at all.
You know
all.
What I mean? Like, no, y'all think Carisha and Santana or something.
Oh, yeah.
Baby. And we love them. But listen, y'all wouldn't be able to take us. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-mm. And y'all would cringe so deeply. But nah, like, I got a question for you then. Shit, since you asked me, why did the momentum stop and why did I want to do my story time and give my fans what the fuck they really, really want? Let me, ask you. Do you have a problem with any other guest that has been on my show or that's coming to my show?
First of all, I don't have a problem with nobody. Hmm. I don't give a fuck about nobody. So, I actually like the way you do it now, though.
Okay.
Because you do your... You do your little story times and shit. And then you bring one of us on here to, like, you know, laugh and play and shit and keep it cool.
You know, versatile and you know, just to cater to everybody. It's some people.
Right. A lot of people like to hear different shit, so.
Yeah, and people don't even like to hear me laugh, honey. They like for me to be, this is what you need to do. And this is what, and I'm like,
they be needing some advice for real.
Yeah, they be wanting Dr. Phil.
And we be playing.
And then they want comedian Jess Hilarious. And then they want real Jesse from round away. Then they want,
I be telling the truth. I be joking, but I be telling the truth.
Oh, look, trust me. They figured that out by now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. One thing she lying about playing. Is me being fucking gay to this day. And then, honestly, my couch is not Wrigley. So, yeah. I'm going to need you to take that the fuck back. So, are you dating?
No, I'm not dating. I think someone wants to date me.
It's a couple of niggas that want you. Are you still
dating? No. Are you dating?
Yes.
Okay. Well, shit. Worry about yourself. And that's the problem with people. That's another thing. People need to start worrying about themselves. Everybody.
You are not going to fucking change this subject. Everybody, that's another thing.
That's another thing. People got to start worrying about themselves.
Yeah, we already know that. That's the obvious. But we are in the world nowadays where ain't nobody gonna ever only worry about themselves. So yeah, let's talk about it.
Am I dating?
Yes.
Not yet.
You have no contenders? No potentials?
I might have a possible.
Are you into dating more than one person when you're trying to date? Or is it...
Nah, you know, I'd be like...
Yeah, so you can't date more than one person?
I can't.
I can't either now. Bitch, remember I used to have a whole roster.
Okay, I'm like, who you with? Who?
Yep. All right, let's make it very clear. I wasn't fucking all them niggas. Like, don't even fucking do that.
But yo, say, who you with? Who?
Bitch, shut up. I would have one for food. I would have one for rides. One for buying my son stuff. One for buying me stuff.
I never been like that.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's crazy.
I did. What? Bitch, that's when I was young, like in my old time. Long ago's days.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
I never been like that.
Well, nobody ever really wanted you, so whatever. But for me, I am dating one person now. I've been like that for a while, though. Like now, for like a good
month or two.
2 years. What? I've been like that for like a good 2 years. Like, I have not been. It's just something. I can't keep up with more than one guy. I can't.
You getting lazy, man. You got to get your shit back up.
Oh, so I can be a hoe?
Yeah. You, it's like, I don't want you to be no hoe.
I know. All the shit that we talking about now, I was just talking about in Just the Mess. Did you see it? I did one day before yesterday.
The day before yesterday?
Yes. On Monday. What's up?
Nah, I haven't.
You haven't watched Just the Mess?
Nah, I ain't even see that shit yet. I'm going to have to check it out.
Oh, wow. Why? Yeah. You usually be like one of the first people to watch my Just the Mess. What's going on?
Yeah, and you one of the people that fucking made me unfollow you, so.
How the the fuck I made you?
Because you blocked me and unblocked me, bitch.
All right, that was a long, long, long fucking time
and
ago.
And I didn't follow your ass back.
Yo, you ain't follow me back. And that was like a year ago.
First of all, you've been following the same three people for a year now.
Yeah.
So what's up?
And it used to be less.
You don't follow me, I ain't following you.
Bitch, that's not the energy you had at first before I blocked you and then unblocked you. Hey. And you already know why I unblocked you, because you was still fucking with that trifling bitch that posted my license.
She did not post your fucking license.
My fucking license. All right, but bitch, hey, she might as well.
Y'all said she posted my license. I'm not playing.
All right, she posted my address and my numbers, and you was like a day later, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, but I was like, all right, good. Happy block you, bitch.
You straight blocked me. I was like, whole lot.
Yup, and then you still ain't follow. So you ain't see a lot of my videos I was doing.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, you can get the fuck out, honestly, right
now. No, because
we're gonna end it right here.
No, are you gonna follow me? I'm gonna follow. Bitch, follow you back. If you want me to follow you, you gotta follow me. Period.
Follow these nuts.
Uh huh.
And on that note, we came to the end of the episode, y'all. Say bye to this whore.
Bye to this whore.
Tune in next week every Wednesday. That's Hump Day, and in my best Pam voice, I'm gonna have a better host next week. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.